We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Each of you just reported we're now dealing with Tropical Storm Barry. Jefferson Parish is under a mandatory state of emergency. Joining me on stage today is Councilman Ricky Templett from District 1, Councilman Paul Johnson, District 2, Councilman Mark Spears from District 3, Councilman at Large, Mr. Keith Conley, Sheriff Joe Lapinto, Insurance Commissioner Jim Donlan, our Commissioner of Public Service Commissioner Eric Scrametta, Mayors Tim Bodier, Belinda Constant, and Tim Kerner, and Representative Rodney Lyons. Mandatory evacuations have been issued for lower-lying Lafitte, Crown Point, Barataria, as well as Jean Lafitte, effective at 2 p.m. today. Grand Isle's evacuation order is effective at noon today. All Jefferson Parish school offices will be closed tomorrow. Jefferson Parish was put to the test, and we received 7 inches of rain, with a majority occurring within 1.5 hours. Some areas saw 10-year highs with more than 7 inches of rain yesterday. Despite the heavy rain, Jefferson Parish was prepared. When our pumps are running, the capacity they are pumping is enough to fill an Olympic swimming pool in 2 seconds. It can fill 2,007 Olympic swimming pools in 1 hour. In preparation for the tropical system, our drainage and streets departments have already cleaned over 2,000 catch basins in the last few days. We have cleaned more than 20,000 catch basins of our total of 8,400 total catch basins in the parish. Yesterday, we did not have the streets numbers. We added those with it today, and that's how we reached 20,000. We also had roughly 106 employees throughout our public works department on standby, ready to address any issues as necessary. With 189 pumps within our system, all pumps were operational with the exception of one single turbine at the Elmwood Pump Station that will be up soon after its scheduled maintenance is complete in the next few weeks. There are 9 other pumps at that station. Myself and members of my administration personally toured various areas throughout the parish to assess damage from the torrential rains and heavy winds yesterday. I was at the 17th Street Canal, and the water was flowing faster than we have ever seen it before. Councilwoman Jennifer Van Ranken from Council District 5 was also in the Old Metairie area with members of our drainage department, making sure catch basins were free and of debris as well. Councilman Paul Johnson was in the River Ridge Harahan area and rode through the Westwego area after its hard hit yesterday. With all of that said, yesterday we were fortunate, and we had been notified of one major structural flood incident in Metairie. We also had one road closure in Westwego and many parts of the of street flooding, but by late afternoon, the water had receded in those areas. Councilman Templett requested additional pumps at the behest of Mayor Kerner and Lafitte, and as mentioned, we were put to the test yesterday again. Those pumps were engaged yesterday to help drain lower-lying Lafitte. And we believe that this is truly one of the best systems in the region, and Jefferson Parish certainly passed yesterday's storms with flying colors. Today, we now turn our attention to Tropical Storm Barry, with the potential of possibly Hurricane Barry by tomorrow morning. By now, many of you have heard what we expect from local weather reporting storm surges from 3 to 5 feet and 6 to 12 inches of rainfall and tropical storm force winds. While the storm continues to track slightly west of us, this is not a normal storm, and we have already proven that it is to be unpredictable. I have said this before, and I'll repeat it again. We have one of the best standard operating procedures in the region, but in my 21 years of public service, I have never seen a standard operating storm. While the high probability in Jefferson Parish is experiencing the impact of this system, we remain in constant communication with the National Weather Service, as well as various state and local agencies to assess this situation. Jefferson Parish's 188 pumps continue to operate in order to keep water at its lowest levels ahead of the anticipated rainfall. It's important to remember that pumps can remove 1 inch of rain during the first hour and 1/2 inch of rain every hour after that. Our pumps, as we mentioned earlier, are at 99.3% operation. However, the anticipated amount of rain could present some street flooding problems throughout the parish. There are also some areas throughout the parish that we know are prone to flooding. On the East Bank, River Ridge and Harahan between the river and Jefferson Highway, the Elmwood Business Park along Jefferson Highway, Old Jefferson, Old Metairie, Severn and Airline, the Bissonnet area around, bounded by Kewaunee, Apollo, West Esplanade, and Power, the Bucktown area, specifically Lake Avenue, the Gilmore subdivision, the I-10 service roads both north and south in Metairie, the Independence Park area behind Lowe's and Matt Bauer Ford on Vets. On the West Bank, LNG streets, sections off by Guardian Avenue and Tarrytown, Estelot area between 4th and the Expressway, Lafitte, Lower Barataria, and Wagaman. The Drainage and Streets Departments will continue to work in these areas to address any major street floodings, including cleaning catch basins and cleaning debris as quickly as possible. They will work through the night and as much of tomorrow as they can. We currently have about 150 employees on standby, and that number is likely to increase later this afternoon. Over the next 72 hours, should you have any issues regarding drainage, streets, sewerage, or water, please call us at 736-6006. 736-6006. That's our dispatch line, and they will dispatch the proper department to head out to handle your issue. Residents can also help by cleaning any debris away from catch basins and storm drains from the fronts of their homes. As always, please do not drive through flooded streets. Jefferson Parish Ordinance 36.188 prohibits motorists from driving through flooded streets. Doing this may cause water to enter homes and businesses and cause even more significant damage. Today at noon, Jefferson Parish office buildings will be closed until Monday morning at 8:30. This includes offices within the Joseph S. Yenny Building, the General Government Building, as well as both the Animal Shelter and libraries. Essential personnel will still be operating key functions throughout the parish to help mitigate potential damage from this storm. I encourage all staff and residents to take the time today, tomorrow, and tomorrow morning to prepare for whatever this storm may bring. Again, we are anticipating heavy rain, a storm surge, and potentially damaging winds. With that, I'm going to now turn it over to Public Service Commissioner Eric Scrimetta and Mr. Patrick Hamby with Entergy to discuss preparations for the storm for the power.
This is WWL.
Thank you very much, and I am going to begin by discussing also between the effect of the Entergy system for Jefferson Parish, also how, because of the media's reach into the North Shore, how it will affect regions of DEMCO, WST, and CLECO on the North Shore. For the last few years, the Public Service Commission has developed a best practices docket to improve response mechanisms for the utility system and develop mechanisms to ensure rapid restoration of services for the public. As you all are aware, these companies are in the business of selling electricity. It is in their best interest to restore services as quickly as possible, and they know their obligations to the public as the Public Service Commission demands of them. I've spoken directly to the heads of Entergy and CLECO, as well as other of the members of the cooperatives on the North Shore. They are all fully prepared and engage in a system of mutual support and operation of linemen and serve emergency service personnel. They will have adequate personnel in place. Mr. Hamby will tell you about the numbers for Entergy. CLECO will have an additional in addition to what they have normally. They're bringing in an extra 500 personnel of linemen and service personnel to position in and outside the cone of impact to where they can come in and work rapidly. Since this is going to be effectively either going to be a tropical storm or a minimal hurricane, people have to understand that systems do have failure points. There will be outages in some areas. And because of a minimal hurricane, their outages could be, in some cases, out for a couple of days, and they need to be prepared. The most important thing the public can do is prepare for themselves. They can take the advice of their local leadership, as in with President Yeni and the presidents of the North Shore parishes, and also follow the instructions of law enforcement in an effort to protect themselves and their families. And also, do not forget to protect your animals and do the best you can for your families. We anticipate a rapid response and use of new technologies, including drone technologies and analysis. The public can watch the wind fields on the weather channels. These linemen are prohibited by federal law from engaging in line repair until the winds go below 30 miles an hour. Before that, scouts and debris clearing teams have been broken off to where they can function in higher wind field areas. And so we were utilizing the manpower in a way that is the most efficient process. They can directly make any issues they have about their power issues to the utility that serves them. If there are other issues, they can find contact on the Public Service Commission's website, which is lpsc.org, and they can reach out to us directly. And again, if the safest thing you can do for your family is follow the directions of your local government officials and do the best to protect yourself by listening and following the instructions. Thank you.
Thank you. Commissioner Scarmetta covered most everything pretty well, but I'd like to cover a few high points. So first and foremost, let me assure you that Entergy is prepared. We don't prepare for these storms as they come. We prepare 365 days a year. We work with the state government, the local government, throughout events every day. And the best example is what happened yesterday, which may have been a part of this storm that came through. We had severe weather that had tornadoes, it had lightning, frequent intense lightning, we had flash flooding, we had associated customer outages with that. So in total, we had over 13,000 customers that were affected yesterday. Our crews did a tremendous job, restored 99% of them before the end of the night. About 500 customers did roll into today. They're being restored as we speak and should be back on by noon, if not a little bit later than that. So at this point, what we're doing, our crews are going through our checklists. That means we're getting our equipment out of the low-lying areas to prevent coastal flooding down in the southern part of the parish. And we also have stationary equipment down there, such as our substations. We have dams that we put in that are portable, HESCO baskets, aqua dams. We stack them up, and it prevents water from getting in, causing damages, and causing any outages. We have also been running our damage prediction models to ensure that we have appropriate levels of personnel and equipment. We have thousands of employees spread across the state ready to engage, mobilize, and come in as needed. We also have our sister and brother utilities across the other areas of the state, so if needed, we can engage those mutual aid processes and bring them in as well. We mentioned the 30 mile an hour threshold. That is a safety restriction that we cannot violate, so we will not be using the aerial trucks. We cannot get the buckets up in the air. We cannot do line maintenance, but we can patrol and we can do damage assessments and take inventory of any damages. So we do encourage everyone to make sure they have their own emergency plans in place. Get your own checklist together. Make sure your families and your pets are safe. And you can visit our EntergyStormCenter.com. And we have very helpful tips there to help you with everything you need. The safety of our customers and employees is key. So stay away from downed power lines. Call 1-800-ENTERGY if you see any safety hazards, and we will take care of them. As always, we prepare for the worst and hope for the best. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Patrick. And also, just joined us was Councilwoman Jennifer Van Ranken from District 5. Thank you, Councilwoman. Since we're on power and Entergy, we know a number of people in this parish have generators. So to speak on behalf of all the fire departments, I've asked our East Bank Consolidated Chief, Dave Tibbetts, to give an update on generator safety.
Thank you, Mr. President. Good morning. Just a couple of points about the generators. Again, I want to recognize the other chiefs of the parish out in the audience. But as the codes are in Jefferson Parish, portable generators, basically what I'm speaking of, people who have fixed generators in their homes, those are usually brought up, installed by code. But portable generators need to be at least 10 feet away from the structure of the house. That's to include patios, carports, and things of that nature. Some people measure measure 10 feet from the wall of their house, and it's still underneath a structure that does not, that's not a safe thing to do. The other thing to keep in mind is when you are refueling these generators, they should be cool. I know it's a tough decision to make at this point, but they should be off for at least an hour before they're refueled so we can prevent fires. The East Bank Consolidated Fire Department is prepared, as we always are. We've got our fleets of boats and things have been checked and everything else from that point, but we're prepared. But our big concern is generator safety. Please think about what you're doing with those generators. If you have any questions, 736-6200 is our fire department, East Bank's number. Please feel free to call it. Thank you.
Thank you, Chief. And of course, always keeping this parish safe on a daily basis, Sheriff LaPinto. I've asked the sheriff to talk about his operations during this event. Sheriff LaPinto.
Thank you, Mr. President. Jefferson Parish Sheriff's Office ready, willing, and able to respond. We do not anticipate any type of loss of communications that will make us unable to respond. We believe we'll be able to go through the storm and be able to go through anything that we need. We have also reached out to the Louisiana Sheriff's Association. The 64 parishes around the state have a task force in place, emergency task force, to assist any jurisdiction that may need it. Not only are we a part of that, if we need it, we also may be a part of it if other jurisdictions may need. We have moved several resources in place. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, we have 430,000 residents of Jefferson Parish. We don't anticipate this storm to be in need of evacuations except in the low-lying areas. We will move certain assets down there to assist them today if any of them need that. But if the worst-case scenario does happen, we'll never have enough assets. We need people to be aware of their own surroundings, be able to take care of themselves. As I said earlier, this storm is not one that we believe that's going to disrupt any service from law enforcement, fire, EMS, to be able to get to you. But we never know what happens until it gets here. Be prepared to take care of yourself. Call 911 if it's needed, and we'll be there. Thank you.
Thank you, Sheriff. One update we had that we just got information on. East Jefferson Hospital will be operating as normal today and tomorrow. All operations and surgeries happening as planned, and we're hoping to get updates on the other parish hospitals. Joining us today is a person who certainly has his roots here in Jefferson Parish. He was the former council chairman many, many years ago, our state insurance commissioner, Mr. Jim Donlin.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. I truly appreciate the opportunity to share a few minutes of what we'll do at the Department of Insurance on behalf of those impacted by this, hopefully not even minimum level storm hurricane event. We will be manning our phones and our offices, whether state government is closed or not. We are able to get resources in to handle consumer reach out to our 800 number, 800-259-5300. That will be available all day, even tomorrow, certainly through the rest of this day, and perhaps even during the weekend if necessary. The most important message I have for those ordered by local government or however, to evacuate low-lying areas is, when evacuating, take your insurance information with you. Take your policy. Take your contact number for your agent or for your company, 800 number if it's over the phone access, to get the claim process started sooner rather than later. What's so important about that is the sooner you get your claim in and get it processed, the sooner you can get a reputable, local, creditable, insured, licensed contractor to do your work, and not be victimized yet again by one of those storm chasers that always follow catastrophic events in all parts of our country, preying on those who have been victimized by such events. It's too late for this event, but my other two messages is, number one, access the National Flood Insurance Program. The best insurance buy any person, any property owner in our state, anywhere, can make. Still significantly subsidized by the federal government and overwhelmingly benefiting Louisiana more than any other state, including even our big neighbor, Texas. And thirdly, know that you can't get homeowners insurance, but back to the flood insurance, you can't access it now for this event because there's a 30-day wait imposed by the NFIP, unless you're getting that coverage as a requirement of a federally backed mortgage. That does kick in immediately. And lastly, companies will stop writing private insurance when a hurricane or a tropical storm is in the Gulf until that storm makes landfall and dissipates. That number again, 1-800-259-5300. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Commissioner. Much of Lower Jefferson Parish is outside the levee protection. On Tuesday, we deployed those portable pumps to alleviate some of the pressure on our levees. Here to give you an update on those areas are Councilman Ricky Templet, joined by Mayor Tim Kerner. Councilman Templet.
This is WWL.
Good morning, everyone. Just a quick note on what is taking place in Lower Lafitte outside of our protected levee system. We deployed on Tuesday, taking a proactive stance, working closely with the administration, Mayor Tim Kerner, who is with us today, and Mayor David Commodell, to take to place assets and pumps prior to a storm coming to our area. Those assets actually paid big dividends yesterday, because in our lower parts of Jefferson Parish, especially Grand Isle, lost power during this rain event that came through. So those pumps were actually used all day yesterday evening and still today, pumping out Grand Isle and trying to keep floodwaters out of those homes. We roughly have 16 pumps that are located outside the levee protective system, 10 within Lafitte, Crown Point, and Barry Tarry and Lower Lafitte, and six on Grand Isle. We also had placed an order of pre-order of 5,000 sandbags. But those sandbags are only used for flood fighting in Lower Lafitte, Barry Tarry, and Crown Point and Lafitte, not for residential homes. It's important, working closely with Mayor Tim Kerner, he has a great flood fighting team down there, that these sandbags actually will be utilized today, and I think the mayor is going to give you a little bit more information on that. There's a lot of experience in this room, talking to some of the fire chiefs through Katrina to now, and working with our local governments, and we're unable to put that to use with this storm coming our way. So any updates, please pay attention to all of our parish Facebook pages, all of our announcements. And look, the most important thing, if we can get out there, is that life and limb is important, more important than property. Please heed the warnings of evacuating. Lafitte has a mandatory evacuation. At currently, Grand Isle has a voluntary. But please heed the warnings and get to safety when you're asked to. And thank you very much.
Thank you, Ricky, and thank you also, Mr. President. Right now we got, thanks to the parish president, we got two additional 12-inch pumps, and so now we have 12, and we're located in Barry Tarry, Lower Lafitte, Crown Point. And we started off the day with over 30,000 sandbags and 250,000 rock bags, and we're gonna actually order some more. We are implementing those bags as we talk. We are in, around the Goose Bay area in Lower Lafitte. We're repairing a little levee system that kind of fell off into the drainage canal in the town by Glory Drive in the back of Fish School Basin 1. We're actually putting some riprap and protecting that levee from tidal surge also. And we also have a marsh buggy down there that's going to actually take the low spots in the levee and put mud there. So we're going to do whatever we could possibly in Lafitte to protect those areas. But unfortunately, in Lafitte, there's only a certain areas with some type of little levee protection. So the reason why we call for a mandatory evacuation is because 3 to 5 feet hurt us in over half of Lafitte at this point, Lafitte right there in Crown Point. So what scares me the most about this storm is that the weather's good, the wind's not blowing, and people will sit in Lafitte and think everything's going to be fine, which it may not be. 3 to 5 feet will really hurt us. And I just asked them to listen to the mandatory evacuation and leave, because what happens is we flood fighting, we're trying to protect property, we're trying to protect the schools and different businesses in the area where they have levees. And when you stay, a lot of times it makes us leave that fight and go and turn it to a rescue mission. And what it does, it puts first responders and the police, fire, and my volunteers in danger trying to help. So I ask them to please listen to the mandatory evacuation, because this little storm could be dangerous. Thank you.
And I can tell you, Mayor Kerner called me at what we in the Navy call zero dark 30 this morning to ask me about the mandatory and additional pumps. And I thank Governor John Bel Edwards, who took my call immediately and dispatched those other two pumps. In the last few years, we have put new pumps online, including Pump to the River in Councilman Johnson's district. And now Councilman Johnson will provide us an update on those pumps and the pump capacity there. Councilman?
Thank you, Mr. President. As you know, we cannot control the rain. We had 7 inches of rain in the West Wego area and River Ridge, Harrigan area, and Old Jefferson, we had 4 inches of rain. But we have the pumps that will work, get the water out the streets. All the pumps in Jefferson Parish are working, but one, if I remember correctly, it was at the Elmwood Station. They had one pump out of 10 was out. They're working, they're replacing it, they're fixing it. So you have to somehow or another stop to fix the pump. But all the pump stations were working. We got a call at my office yesterday. People were concerned that the pump to the river, one of the pumps was out. No, they were not out. The pump to the river station was fully operational, and it was pumping the water out. What's good about the pump to the river, it helps not only District 2, but it helps District 4 and District 5 because it keeps water from going to the lake down the Sorniac Canal, which was the West Bank, West Metairie, West Napoleon, and the other canals that go into the Sorniac Canal. It helps relieve the water from coming from the Elmwood area, River Ridge, Harrigan area. So it does help everybody. So just let people know that the pumps do work. The pump to the river gets the water out fast. We had water in the streets. Yeah, we can't control that, but we don't want to get water in your homes and your businesses. And we did have some houses that had water, not many, but we did have a few. And we're continuously working. We have projects in the River Ridge, Harrigan area, and the West Wego area. We're replacing we're adding another pump to the West Wego station. We're looking at building another mini pump to the river at Coventry. We're doing a design work right now on that. And we have other projects that we're doing. The parish continuously spends many millions and hundreds of millions of dollars trying to improve the flow of the drainage in the parish. So I just wanted to update everybody, let them know that the pump to the river was fully operational yesterday because we had people calling our office and they had it on Facebook that one of the pumps was out. That is totally incorrect. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Councilman. Many people have voiced their concerns about the levees, and after speaking to both levee districts, I'm confident that they have things under control. Here to provide you with some additional information regarding the levees, we have our Southeast Louisiana Protection Authority West, Mr. John Monzone, and his board president, Scott Burke.
Good morning. At the Southeast Louisiana Flood Protection Authority West, we have 67 floodgates and 35 valves. We began closing floodgates on the Mississippi River yesterday, floodgates on the hurricane protection system today. We aim to have all of the entire system buttoned up by the end by the close of business today, with the exception of the Harvey Sector Gate, the Biosynet net structure, and the West Closure Complex. And also, we do not anticipate to close the highway gate at LA 45. We don't think the surge is going to be sufficient enough to close that gate, so Highway 45 will remain open. We will continue to coordinate with the Corps of Engineers, the state of Louisiana. And if you wish to follow our gate closures, please visit our website at www.slfpaw.org. Thank you.
And our Southeast Louisiana Flood Authority East was in St. Bernard, so they have not made it here yet. But just to give you a brief on that, one of the things that Derek Bays, this chief administrative officer, said is that they will be activating the new super pump stations at the end of the 17th Street Canal, along with the ones in New Orleans, London Avenue, and Orleans. They can only activate those stations when the lake level gets to +4. What that will do is alleviate the stress on those flood walls. This is the first time they'll be put into operation. We cut the ribbon on these earlier this year. This will certainly help Councilman Van Ranken's district and District 5 all along the 17th Street Canal, and obviously not cause the incidents we had during Katrina where that water backed up and put stress on those flood walls. So this will pump that water out as quickly as possible. We continue to work together to ensure we are prepared to handle this storm and ensure the safety of our residents. It is important for residents and visitors to Jefferson Parish to continue to pay attention to the weather and listen to our warnings. This is an unpredictable storm, and at the best way to handle situations like this is to be prepared for everything. We will continue to provide the most accurate and up-to-date information as this storm makes its way toward land. Please follow us on Facebook, Instagram, the Jefferson Parish website. I certainly want to thank all the officials who are here with us today, our mayors, our councilmen, and our law enforcement, and of course, all of our fire chiefs. You know, we have 13 volunteer districts throughout Jefferson Parish, and those chiefs certainly have boots on the ground on the West Bank, as well as our East Bank Consolidated Chiefs, so we thank them for being here and their support when we activate. We will be activating the EOC tomorrow at full activation at 8 a.m. to take us through this event, hopefully closing it down sometime Sunday evening or Monday. And now I'll open up to some questions.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.